Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, he's the mayor of West Wendover. Daniel Corona joins us for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are delighted to welcome to the program in person this time. The last time you did this, you were on the phone. He's the mayor of West Wendover, Daniel Corona. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Thanks for having me. We're excited to be here in person this time.
Well, no, it's great. We were chatting with Mike Killaby before we started taping here. That years ago, people have gone West Wendover. Is it in Nevada? Yeah. Now, because of social media, of which you are all over social media, people are now very aware of West Wendover and the issues that West Wendover deals with. For those that are not aware, especially our friends in South Nevada, tell people where West Wendover is and what it's famous for.
Yeah, so West Wendover's the northeastern end of the state. Down south, when I tell people north, they automatically think Reno. They don't realize how vast the northern part of the state is. So we're on the Utah border, 120 miles from Salt Lake City. And so we see anywhere between 20 to 30,000 visitors each weekend from the Salt Lake City. Each weekend from the Salt Lake City area to come out to West Wendover, enjoy our five casinos, purchase liquor, now purchase legal marijuana. And so we, throughout our history have really tried to capitalize on our proximity to Salt Lake City. It started out as, West Wendover anyway, started out as a rest stop for folks traveling along I-80. And so over time we've just grown on that. And now people are starting to take notice through a very concerted effort on social media to try to get people more familiar with that part of the state.
One of the things that might be surprising to people is that you have a 1,000-seat concert venue there.
Yes, yes.
With Big Name Entertainment.
Yes, they just this past weekend, Gary Allen was there. Jay Leno has been there at least a dozen times. So we get some pretty big names. So it's great because it's, cheaper than if when I lived in Las Vegas, it was a lot cheaper to see many of the acts that come through West Wendover and also Las Vegas back home. So it's nice.
Okay, and you grew up in West Wendover.
Yep, fourth generation Wendover area resident. My grandparents came to Wendover, Utah came to Wendover, Utah with the railroad during the Depression, and they never left.
So what got you into politics?
I've always had an interest in politics. And I, one of the things, one of the people I credit my, you know, start actually in politics to is Julian Castro, former housing secretary. You know, in 2012, he gave that DNC keynote address, and that really inspired me. You know, as a young Latino, there's not a lot of people that you can really look up to that, that are also Latino in politics. And Julian and his brother Joaquin became those people for me, and so it really inspired me to get involved. But I never thought I would run for office. I thought I would be behind the scenes. And then when I moved home from school, I was complaining about a pothole. And my grandfather told me, and you know, the infinite grandfather wisdom, well, you have the education, so why don't you stop complaining and do something about it and run for office? And so I did. and so that's, I didn't really think I would win. A lot of people counted me out. I was running against an incumbent who had been in office for over 14 years. And through hard work, we were able to make it happen.
So you're looking at the presidential cycle, and you have two city mayors, mm-hmm. Or former city mayors, running for office, one from South Bend, Indiana, and one from New York City. Mm-hmm. What do you think gives a mayor of a smaller community the ability to look at running for president?
I mean, I think that, you know, I endorsed Julian Castro, who was also a mayor, mayor of the seventh largest city in the country. I don't really see how a mayor of a small city can think that they're ready to run for president. I think that you have to, it takes a little bit more experience than, you know, just running a small city. You know, I would never in a million years think that I could go jump from mayor to being president. You know, but I think that's different for different people. And so, you know, one thing Mayor Pete has is, you know, a military background. He's got some other experience that I think he sees as, you know, being beneficial, even though, you know, some other people might not get it. And then on the flip side, I mean, just being the mayor, I don't think is enough. I think that you also have to have other experience. Another great mayor, Senator Cory Booker, just dropped out today. But he has experience in the Senate, and I think that, you know, being mayor is important, and I think that it would be really awesome to have a mayor in the White House, but I think there has to be some other experience behind it.
Just to pick up on that for a second here, I'm sorry that Cory Booker has dropped out, because to me, he was one of the few candidates that just seemed not to be appealing to individual groups, mm-hmm. But wanted to be the president of all Americans. And I rather like that. I think there's so much pandering that goes on in mm-hmm. a national election, or even local elections, but particularly in a national election, where you're appealing to this group, and I'll give you this, and I'll give you that, and then the next group, I'll give you this, and then give you that. Whereas Booker seemed to be more a man of mm-hmm. all the people.
Yeah, and it was disappointing news to wake up to, because I think that, like you said, he really wanted to be president for all, and was running a brilliant campaign, I think, to make sure that, you know, all voices were included, not just those that he's trying to pander to.
Were you surprised to see presidential candidates coming to Wendover?
Yes and no. Like I said earlier, you know, it's been a very concerted effort on my behalf to try to get people to recognize West Wendover and see that our importance in the state. When I first started getting calls after candidates started announcing that they were running from campaigns and candidates themselves, one thing that I told folks was, I won't endorse anyone until you come to my community. And Julian Castro listened and came out. And hopefully, we'll start to see some more candidates. Kamala Harris sent her husband out to visit, which was awesome, because who better to share information with a candidate than, you know, their spouse? So It was really good to see.
When you look at West Wendover, because, as you say, it has five casinos, it's part of the Peppermill organization, which is mm-hmm. has properties in Las Vegas and Reno and Sparks, as well as in Wendover. Do you consider West Wendover to be rural or more, you know, urban?
It's an interesting place, because
it really is.
We are rural in certain aspects, such as our lack of access to 24/7 healthcare. You know, we still don't have natural gas in the community, which is holding us back. Yes, it's something that we're working really hard to try to get. And so there are a number of things that make us rural, but on the flip side of it, We have a much larger budget and are able to do a lot more things within our city budget and provide more services than many of our other rural counterparts. So we fit somewhere kind of in the middle of that, where we're not extremely rural, but we're not yet an urban community.
And yet you sit right next to East Wendover, mm-hmm. Which is the poorer cousin.
Yes. Yes. Unfortunately, they're kind of landlocked and don't have much room to grow because just outside of their city boundaries are the Bonneville Salt Flats. You can't build on those. And so they're kind of stuck within the confines where they're already existing. And so they haven't really been able to bring in any new industry or, very little housing in the past several years as well. So they're kind of stuck.
Do you see a point in time where talks will pick up again about combining the two cities and moving them into Nevada?
I think that it's a never-ending conversation. I think that there's certainly people, on both sides of the border that want to see it happen. But there are some things that need to happen before it can happen.
For example?
One of the things that held it back last time, Tooele County owns the airport, which is in Wendover, Utah. In order for it to be makes monetary sense for the city of West Wendover, and I think also for the state of Nevada, we would have to be able to take control of that airport. But the county doesn't want to lose that because it is an economic driver in their county, so it's tough.
When you go to the legislature, mm-hmm. Do you have a voice? Do people know where West Wendover is at the legislature?
They do now.
More so than they did before.
Yeah, in 2017, the first time I went and lobbied at the legislature, I had to pull out my phone so many times to show legislators on the map where West Wendover is. And, through social media, making myself available and going out and meeting people, I've made a number of friends in the legislature. And so I feel that now we certainly have a voice at the table, and when people hear West Wendover, they listen.
All right, let's take a break. More with the mayor of West Wendover when we come back.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Yeah.
Because of UMC, there's a wide open road ahead of me.
Because of UMC, she can grow up with her twin sister.
Because of UMC, I'm here to help you.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with the mayor of West Wendover, Daniel Corona. How many people do you have left to be able to put onto your Facebook following list? Are you close to the 5,000?
I'm not sure. That's a good question.
People, if people want to know more about you, and you're a very interesting character, I'm with you on Facebook. They should follow you and see what you're doing. As you look at the presidential field at this point in time, I know you're not going to endorse unless somebody comes and visits West Wendover. But who are you leaning towards at this point?
You know, it's been tough. You know, when this all started, I had a top five. Four of those five have now dropped out. And so the one left is Senator Warren, you know, who I've been very interested in. You know, I was fortunate enough to meet her in 2018 when she came and spoke at the Democratic Convention here in Reno. And she's someone who just has a very inspiring message. And I think that she, you know, she's got a plan for everything. I think her campaign slogan is she has a plan for that. So I think that she's someone who's very interesting. And, you know, I someone who wasn't on my radar but kind of is now is Amy Klobuchar. She's very interesting as well.
Because?
A number of reasons. I think she appeals to a wide range of voters. The late surge that she's seeing in Iowa is certainly interesting. So obviously the people who have had a chance to meet her in Iowa are liking her. And she's someone that, you know, I want to learn more about.
Do you think about the, you know, we got two billionaires running in the race here. Let's start with Tom Steyer.
You know, I think that it's disappointing that we have two billionaires that are essentially, you know, working very hard and spending a lot of money to try to buy this election. You know, Tom Steyer has done...
That's pretty tough.
Yeah.
Coming from you as a Democrat. They're trying to buy the election.
I mean, if you look at the amount of money that's been spent...
I'm not disagreeing.
I'm
kidding.
...the number of pollings, I mean, it's what's happening. But Tom Steyer has done, you know, great work in you know, the clean energy, trying to advocate for, you know, cleaner energy and transforming or transferring us off of fossil fuels. And so I think that it would be nice to see him to continue that work. He's someone that I think I would be okay with if he got the nomination, because he does, you know, speak a lot about those issues like, you know, climate change and social justice and some other issues. And so he's probably the billionaire I'd feel most comfortable with being the nominee. And Mayor Bloomberg, I think it's great that he has pledged to keep on 500 staffers for whoever the nominee is to help them win. And so I think that at first it was kind of frustrating when he jumped in the race, you know, not another billionaire. But, you know, that pledge has really, I think, helped a lot, ease a lot of people's minds that he's not going to end up dropping out of the primary and run as a third party.
The New York Times had a big story, as we're taping this, the story ran yesterday, that Judge Judy is now on the campaign train with Mayor Bloomberg. I think that's amazing.
Yeah,
You talk about a woman who has credibility in this country. She really does.
I think that could give him a big boost. It's certainly an interesting endorsement, but I think that, you know, people might underestimate how powerful of an endorsement it could be.
She makes $54 million a year. That is a stunning amount of money.
Yeah, she has a huge following.
To say the least. Let's take another break. We'll be right back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Are you a homeowner who's interested in remodeling or building a home? At Design Outdoor, we can show you how adding natural or manufactured masonry stone can add beauty and value to your home. And we refer only the best contractors. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
Hey guys, are you watching the game at a friend's or the bar again because you can't watch at home with your wife? Or worse, because she kicked you out and kept your couch, your flat screen, and your kids? What's the one thing a man needs when he loses a good woman? A good lawyer. And when he loses a bad woman, he needs a great lawyer. What makes a good woman a bad woman? You tell me. You're the one that can't watch the game in your own home. I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I represent men in divorce, custody, and family law matters.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with the mayor of West Wendover, Daniel Corona. You didn't mention Bernie. Mm-hmm. Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden, are they not, you know, at the top of your radar?
So in 2016, I was, you know, very openly a Bernie supporter. I caucused for him. I was a delegate at the state convention. I feel that Bernie's time probably was 2016, not 2020. I think that in order to beat Trump, we have to have someone who really is able to bring people together and excite the base. And I think that in our party, while they're both well-respected and loved, I think that Senator Sanders and Vice President Biden are both divisive figures in the party, where there's people on one side that, you know, say they absolutely would not vote for Vice President Biden, and then people on the other side that would say they absolutely wouldn't vote for Bernie. And so we need a candidate that's able to bring those two sides together and, a unity candidate, so to speak. And so I unfortunately don't see either of them as being that unity candidate, although I, respect both of them a great deal. I think that their years of service to this country, we owe them a great debt of gratitude. But I just don't see them being able to bring the party together.
Okay, so I can see the debt of gratitude towards Biden. What's the debt of gratitude towards Sanders?
I think that Bernie's pushed the party in a way to have some of these tough conversations that we haven't wanted to have. When it comes to Medicare for All, when it comes to a Green New Deal, those are things that I think a lot of people shied away from talking about. But Bernie has been, really beating that drum steadily throughout his career. And so I think that although, maybe he doesn't have as much to show for it as some others, he's definitely led the party in that direction.
Senator Reid made the comment not too long ago that the Democratic candidates need to not go too far to the left. Mm-hmm. Do you agree with Senator Reid on that?
Yes and no. I mean, I think that there's some issues where we're still to the right of the majority of the country, that it's okay to go swing left, but then there's some other issues where we do have to appeal to, those folks who were Obama voters and then turned into Trump voters in 2016. We need to figure out a way to bring those folks back into the party, and I think that that's with a reasonable message on some of those issues. But when it comes to things like Medicare for All, I think that it's okay to be to the left. I think that that's something that the country's to the left on.
Senator Reid, again, I just got to interview him a couple of weeks ago, says, basically fix Obamacare. Mm-hmm. And from my own personal point of view, when you look at major legislation that's mm-hmm. passed over the last, 50, 60 years, maybe even longer, Social Security, Medicare, VA, prescription drug reform, these are big bills. Mm-hmm. And over time, Congress has fixed those bills as needed mm-hmm. along the way. And Senator Reid points to, let's fix Obamacare. Personally, I don't think the country is ready mm-hmm. to take the system we have now and throw it away. And you look at even the unions, like the culinary, they look at their Cadillac health plans mm-hmm. and go, we don't want to give these up.
Yeah, I think that there has to be, this isn't going to be an overnight process. I don't think you just... someone gets elected and the next day they say, okay, I'm going to do an executive order creating Medicare for All. I think that it's something that has to be phased in. I think that there are a number of people. I mean, I like my own private insurance. And so I would like the option to, either opt out of a public plan or opt into it. And so I think that we phase into it and still give people those options so that they can have control over their healthcare. And
what's interesting about what you just said is I interviewed Ron Paul when he was running for mm-hmm. president several times on this program. You can go back online and look at them on the website. And some of his ideas initially sounded a little crazy to me. Mm-hmm. But as I spoke to him, he said, well, as you just said, these are not things that are going to happen in one administration. This is going to take several administrations for us mm-hmm. to get to these points where we get rid of departments or the other things that he was proposing. And so it's a much more long-term look at politics that mm-hmm. we don't generally tend to look at.
Yeah.
That if Bernie Sanders, for example, were to be elected president and he didn't get Medicare for All in the first term, mm-hmm. that would be a huge strike against him for a second term mm-hmm. if he chose.
Well, I think it's unrealistic to expect anyone to get, you know, these major policy proposals through in one term. You know, Medicare for All is one of them. Another one's the Green New Deal. I don't think that that's an overnight process either. I think that's something that, you know, has to be phased in. Because if you just try to push these things through, I think that, you know, we have a number of people in the country that, you know, don't like change. You know, I myself am one of those people that doesn't like, you know, abrupt change. And so I think that phasing it in is a more reasonable way to do it. And I think that as you phase it in, you can show the benefits to folks and they'll be more receptive to that change.
That's where we have to leave it. Please come back anytime. You're coming through town. You're always welcome here.
Right. Thank
Pleasure
you.
To have you on the program. The Thank mayor you. Of West Wendover. We'll be right back.
A bird's eye catches its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Penny, Dad? What are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they were.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lorianne, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and search for Nevada Newsmakers and become a subscriber. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.